From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Greene County has a skeleton crew of 911 operators as unemployment continues to drop locally and nationally. On August 3rd, at the Greene County Legislature's Public Safety Committee, Emergency Services Director John P. Farrell Jr. said the county has four vacant positions for 911 operators and is not able to have its normal three dispatchers on duty each shift. Farrell said, and I quote, "So they have been running two per shift for the last 5 weeks," end quote. In July, the reduced staff of dispatchers answered 656 EMS calls, 230 fire calls, 1,412 police calls, and 885 miscellaneous calls. Farrell said, and I quote, "It was a pretty busy month, to say the least. They are doing a heck of a job," end quote. Legislator Darrell E. Legg, a Democrat representing Hunter, Lexington, and Halcott, said, and I quote, "We have to offer these people a better living and more incentives," end quote. Currently, dispatchers in Greene County begin at $37,867 per year and earn $40,872 after training. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the contract for dispatchers is up for renewal soon. "So it would be a good time to discuss salaries. So it would be a good time to discuss salaries." Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Lorna Charrot Littleway in the Columbia paper previews the August 19th congressional district elections. There is one contest for all voters and another for just Democrats. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro and Democrat Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan are running for the final weeks of Democrat Antonio Delgado's term, as he has abandoned the post to become lieutenant governor. The other election is a primary vote for the new 19th congressional district that goes into effect in January and does not include Dutchess County, but does extend the district west to include Broome and Tioga counties. Democrat Jamie Chaney is running against Democrat Josh Riley in the primary election. In both elections, voting begins August 13th and ends August 23rd. In Columbia County, voting from August 13th to August 21st is only at the County Office Building at 401 State Street in Hudson and the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building in Valencia. In Greene County, voting August 13th through 21st takes place only at the Greene County Office Building in Catskill. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Ryan Whalen reports at New York State of Politics that Supreme Court Justice Patrick McAllister on August 4th ordered that any change of political party enrollments received on or after August 12th in New York will not be effective until August 30th, closing a loophole in the unusual election this summer. When McAllister scheduled the August elections after quashing the redistricting plan set by legislators, his wording was not completely exact, and he left a loophole that would allow voters to switch parties up to and the day of the election. Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore said, and I quote, "There are still shenanigans that can occur within the next week. I would have preferred that the judge, both for technical reasons and to give the Board of Elections time to prepare and to stop any party raiding. I wish he would have picked an earlier day than August 12th," end quote. Election officials will now have to update the poll books the night before voting begins. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather reports, public meetings, the community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please consider clicking on the donate button to become a sustaining supporter or to make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. have a good day, and a nice weekend.